This morning, the meditation for Image has been through the 111th Psalm. And if you'll notice on the back of your bulletin, it's printed there if you don't have your Bible. Psalm 111 is our text this morning as we come to the Lord's table. Verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright and in the congregation." The subject of this psalm is the praise of the Lord, praise that is motivated by a love for God's works. He says, "my whole heart." In essence, he's saying, "I'm all in." I think of the greatest commandments. Yes, to love your neighbor as yourself, but to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. A passion for the works of the Lord that if he's alone, if he's with close friends, or in the congregation, what we're doing here today, this is true about him. He's consistent. When he says that word company, it means circle, close circle of friends and intimacy. So we see a big picture. The Lord's calling us to a love for his works, a love for his word, no matter our circumstance. He says, "Great are the works of the Lord, studied," or other translations say, "pondered." This word means seeking out, to search out, to understand, to dig in. It says that he delights in them. In this text, we're given lots of reasons to want to praise the Lord. It talks about his great works. It talks about God's enduring righteousness, his grace and compassion, God's provision, truth and justice, redemption for his people, and the fact that he will grant us wisdom for those who fear him. This morning, I'd like to focus on, as I believe the text does, the work of the Lord, or the works of the Lord. Verse 3 says, "The Lord's work is described as being full of splendor and majesty." Verse 7, the works of his hands are faithful and just. There are four attributes describing God's work, and by extension, God himself. We just heard a testimony from Heidi, which I'm very grateful for. And isn't sharing a testimony of the Lord remembering the Lord's work? Verse 4 says, "He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful." So important are the works of the Lord that he causes us to remember. I want you to think about that for a moment. He wants us to remember what he's doing. It's so easy to forget. We have something bad happen. We don't know what tomorrow brings, which is true. We don't know how to solve the problem we're in. And we quickly forget God's faithfulness and his mighty strong hand. Verse 5 says he provides food for those who fear him, and he remembers his covenant. Two more examples of God's work. Verse 6, he shows his people the power of his works. He's in the habit of showing how powerful he is because he wants us to have a reason to, one, know who he is, but also have a reason to praise him. I'm going to read a quote from a text from Charles Spurgeon, and the work is called Remembering God's Works. Charles Spurgeon writes, "God's works, of course, wonderful because they are his works, but they are not a nine-day wonder. They are not intended to be admired for a little while and then be forgotten. The psalmist says, 'He has made his wonderful works be remembered.' I fear that we too often fail to keep in our memory a recollection of God's exceedingly goodness. And we allow the works of the Lord, as well as his mercies, to lie forgotten in unthankfulness. If it has been so in the past for us, Let us, on this onset of our meditation, begin to chide ourselves for the forgetfulness and ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen our memories that we may remember the wonderful works of the Lord. Verse 7 says that his precepts are faithful and just, and it speaks of his righteousness. It says that he has sent his redemption for his people, yet another work of the Lord. And again, he says, the fear of the Lord brings understanding, a gift that if we would fear the Lord, proper fear, part trembling because he's God, and reverence for who he is, knowing that he is a loving Father. As we come to the Lord's table this morning, we are remembering one of God's great works, redemption through faith in Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross. In Corinthians we read, the Lord Jesus on the night he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, thanks be to God, he broke it and he said, this is my body which is broken for you. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, he took the cup after supper. And he said, this is the cup of the new covenant, my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. As we prepare to come this morning, I would encourage you to remember the great works of the Lord. Remember what he's written in his word. Remember what he's done for you. Remember what you've heard of him doing for others. We have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. There is so much proof, so much evidence that he is faithful. Praise the Lord. Here at Grace Fellowship Church, we invite all baptized believers to participate in the Lord's Supper. And the way this works is row by row, we'll come up, take the elements, and walk back to your seat. Feel free to take them when you're ready. We don't take them at the same time. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. We thank you that your work is finished. We ask, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that you would bring to remembrance your great work. For your glory and for our benefit, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Table of the Lord is open.